You are now listening to the Hack My Age podcast, the show that brings you guests for the woman going through the menopause journey. I'm your host, Zora Benamou, a gerontologist, certified sports nutrition, menopause, and breathing coach. I'm the author of The Longevity Master Plan and the cookbook Eating for Longevity. And if you're a woman in perimenopause or postmenopause, check out the programs on the hackmyage.com website to biohack and optimize your menopause experience, because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional. So now please head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review to help others find us too. This is a really important point because it costs nothing, but makes a huge impact for me to support a podcast from menopausal women to normalize this conversation about menopause and attract even more amazing guests to the show for you and for me. Hey there, biohacking besties. If you're navigating perimenopause or just dealing with those pesky menopause symptoms like hot flashes, fatigue, unexplained weight gain, you're not alone. I get it. The struggles with belly fat, crappy sleep, a racing mind, thinning hair, and that all too familiar feeling of anxiety or mood swings. Or maybe you've just experienced those mysterious symptoms like phantom smells, itchy skin, and achy joints. And these are all signs that you may be heading into the menopause transition. Yep, even if you're only 40. And it's not even rare to have these symptoms in your 30s, so just be aware. But here's the scoop. Menopause may be inevitable, but suffering is completely optional. You don't have to just tough it out because it's a natural process that women have endured for centuries. Yes, it's natural, but no, you don't have to tolerate the pain anymore. And that's why I've created specialized menopause biohacking programs just for you. This is not the usual recommendations like get a fan and dress in layers. We are talking about biohacks, which go beyond what most people even heard of to treat menopause symptoms. So head over to the hackmyage.com website and snag the Hot Flash program or the Energy Reboot program to hack your fatigue and optimize your menopause transition. And whether you prefer self-guided, affordable masterclasses or fully guided programs with a supportive community of women and me who are facing similar challenges, we have got you covered. Our next group session kicks off on February 4th, 2024, and here's a little treat for our fabulous listeners. You get an exclusive 10% off any program with the code HACKMYAGE. So got to act fast, especially if you want a spot in the guided program, because we keep it intimate with a maximum of 20 women to give you the attention you deserve. And if you're tuning in after that due date, no worries, just shoot me a message and I'll make a special offer just for you. So don't let menopause dictate your journey. Let's conquer it together and head over to the Hack My Age website now and start biohacking menopause. You can now watch all of our podcast interviews on the Hack My Age YouTube channel. Some of our guests bring slideshows, so it's really great to have. Every week, there is a new video, so just search Hack My Age on YouTube.com or find the link on the Hack My Age website.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Institute of Bioidentical Medicine, which is the authority when it comes to understanding bioidentical hormones. And I just completed their menopause method course, and I am mega impressed. This is a self-paced course designed by Dr. David Rosensweet, who's been treating women through menopause for nearly 3 decades. And I can highly recommend this program, particularly if you're a doctor or someone who is actually prescribing hormones to women for menopause. So make an appointment at iobim.org to see if you're a candidate for the menopause program and ask for a discount with the code ZORA, Z-O-R-A. You're going to learn so much with this program because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional. So we're having another solo episode today. I hope you're enjoying these episodes just with me. Just you and me alone, that's it, having this discussion on different topics. And before we talk about our discussion today about what is
biohacking menopause. A lot of people don't even know what biohacking is, although if you've been watching and listening for a while, you know what that is. But I don't want to assume, because if I just assume, that makes an ass out of you and me, and I can't do that. So before we dive into that, I'm going to share a little bit about what's new in my world. Because if you've been following me on Instagram and Facebook, or if you're in the Biohacking Menopause membership program, you've been watching what's going on in my life as a nomad, traveling the world, interviewing women about menopause, literally stopping them on the street, asking them five questions and see what they say. So the thing that's been new for me lately is the last several months. If you've been watching, obviously, you know, I always have these hip issues. Okay. It's been like this for probably 6 years. And I always find a hack. I always hack my way out of it. And the way I usually do it that works the best is PRP. That's platelet-rich plasma injections. And so that's been going on for a while. But then in the last year and a half, I decided instead of getting a renewal of this, because they're expensive to do these things, it's basically PRP means when you you draw your blood, your own blood, you spit it in a centrifuge and you reinject it into yourself. And that helps you, your body regenerate. And it's really amazing. And, but it doesn't last. It lasts, for me, it lasts about a year and a half, which is pretty good. Some people, it's usually between 6 and 12 months, and that can add up. So I, the last year and a half, have been trying pretty much everything. And my big hope was for pentosan polysulfate. And this is a medication that's been proven in humans. It started out with horses, but now in humans and mice and all that, to reverse osteoarthritis. And that's crazy. No doctor tells you you can reverse this stuff except Dr. Urth from Boulder Longevity. And it works a lot, really well with her patients. But I gave it a good go for about a year and didn't work. So back to the drawing board. And while I was in Asia, I was traveling through Thailand, Vietnam, through Hong Kong, and my hips were getting worse and worse and worse. I was trying everything I could possibly get my hands on while I was traveling. It's acupuncture, acupressure. I saw doctors, electromagnetic stuff. It's been crazy. So, what I did last week, I saw two surgeons actually, and both surgeons said, don't do surgery. And I was really ready to cut myself open. I was excited to have surgery. And, you know, because all the biohacks in the world were not working with me. And I am pretty spot on with diet and nutrition, like the sleep. I'm a sleep Nazi. The stress management, the exercise, although I've been pretty up on blocks for a long time now. I just do the rehab stuff and mobility. Can't do very much, but even so, my body didn't want to reverse itself. So the surgeons told me to get hyaluronic acid injections. And I did that last Thursday. I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but it's pretty amazing. So if you're out there and you're on this journey just like me, you may want to talk to your doctor about that. It worked immediately. And it's very much like the PRP. The PRP that I was doing actually had hyaluronic acid with it. Sometimes I ask myself, why in the world did I not just go back to that? But I was convinced by this doctor, and I couldn't actually, I wanted to get my PRP, but couldn't make my appointment. Yeah, it was really difficult. So I felt like, I guess the universe was pushing me towards doing that hyaluronic acid injections. These are supposed to last between 6 and 12 months. And it cost me about $1,000. And that is crazy. To me, it's not a sustainable option. But I was pretty sedentary and pretty handicapped, I guess, for a long time, for the last several months. Then it just got, the pain was too much, and I so desperate. So, and I know if you live with pain, I know what you're feeling. I've got to do more podcasts on this because I think there's a lot to discuss. So anyways, that's what we're doing. That's what's new in Zora's world. And I said I'm going to stay put in Spain until I solve this hip problem. And already
It's been 3 amazing days since I've had these injections, and I feel like a new person. I'm absolutely loving it, and I have to rein myself in because when you feel so much better, you want to just jump off to the races and start doing your HIIT training, your strength training, do everything. And I have to just tell myself to stop and go very, very slowly because I don't want to undo everything that I've just done. Anyways, text me, DM me if you want to know more. Now, let's talk about what is biohacking menopause. And before we do that, actually, if you haven't, I hope this comes out in time. I do want to talk to you a little bit about the Biohacking Menopause membership group. I literally just launched this a few days ago. We are having a special $14.99 per month for your lifetime for the first 20 people who jump in. And until March, we're having this $14.99 special offer. And after that, it's going to go up. So please go to the show notes and find that link. It's on Mighty Networks called Biohacking Menopause. And you can find it on a website if you want to write this down, biohacking-menopause.mn. That's for Mighty Networks. That's the community there, .co. So please join us there. Now, let's talk about biohacking menopause. What is biohacking anyways? I'm sure you may have heard in the news, what's his name, Brian Johnson, who made headlines saying he spent $2 million on biohacking his body. You do not need to spend $2 million to biohack your body. You can do most things for free.
This episode is sponsored by Oxford HealthSpan, the creators of my favorite supplement, Primadine. I admit it, I am a total supplement junkie, but if I had to choose only one, it would be this one. And it's because Primadine is spermidine, and this is shown to activate autophagy, which is super important. Now, this is a cellular cleanup and recycling process that declines as we age. So as we get older, our cells accumulate a lot of junk and waste, which isn't good for our cells, our health, nor our longevity. So we need to clean it up. And if you want the research on this, go to oxfordhealthspan.com and you can see all of it, showing how spermidine supports our brain, our hormones, and our heart health. And another great side effect is stronger hair, skin, and nails, but also longer eyelashes. But you know, the real important reason why I love Primadine is because I have never, ever received as much feedback on a product I recommended as I have with Primadine. Literally every week, someone reaches out to me on Facebook or Instagram with an amazing testimonial. And most of the time, it's about improved sleep. And even some of you told me it's reversed a bit of your gray hair too. So I find that totally amazing. So I can honestly say with 100% certainty that Primadine is the best spermidine supplement you'll ever find. And you can try it with a 15% discount by using the code Zora, Z-O-R-A, on oxfordhealthspan.com. Just be sure to get back to me with your results too. Now enjoy the show.
Okay. Yes, we love the gadgets and all these tests and all that stuff, but honestly, you don't really need to do that. Biohacking means bio, means biology, your body, and hack means a strategy or some kind of technique to manage your time and your activity more efficiently. Okay, we're trying to make an internal change in our biology through usually external factors. We can do internal things as well. But a biohacker is somebody who's this biohacking community, usually refers to biohackers. And these are people who experiment with their own biology to improve or to optimize their health and their condition. So another way to say biohacking, which is so much easier to understand, is called health optimization. And we say that optimizing, we want optimal levels of things because normal or average is just not good enough. If you're less than average, less than normal, it's even worse. So for example, biohacker would go into the doctor with their blood work. The doctor says, hey, your blood work is fine. You're in the average range. You're the normal range, but you may still feel pretty bad. You know, internally, something's not right. And you're a little disappointed when you hear that you're average or normal. One, not only because you still feel bad, but two, because blood work ranges or urine ranges or all these tests are very often the average of the population. And so we know that the average American, let's say, if they're in that part of the world, the average American is sick, especially after you get to over the age of 50, you got one or two diseases. And this is diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or something, right? Look at me, I'm 53 and I've got osteoarthritis. It sounds like I'm 70-year-old. Even a part of me says, I don't know if I got the right diagnosis, but really it's kind of scary. So we don't want average normal. We want to optimize things. We want to find a doctor that doesn't use the normal ranges. We use optimal ranges because that's when you're going to start feeling really good. And a biohacker is someone who takes responsibility for their health. We don't just go to the doctor and say, okay, whatever, give me the pill and I'll be fine. If you're fine, that's great. But so often it doesn't help. And maybe some medicine has some side effects. So then you have to take another medication for that side effect and another medication. This is called polypharmacy, and it gets worse as we age. So if you're cool with that, no problem. But if you're not, then you may want to put on your biohacker hat and try to find other ways. And that's why sometimes we get let down by the medical system. Not always. I mean, so often it's miracles what happens. I mean, we're living longer thanks to modern technology and medicine, but are we living better? And are we living and thriving well through these years? And maybe we are, and maybe we're not. And so that's why some people jump from alternative therapy to alternative therapy and try to search and hunt because we're not getting what we need from traditional medicine. And again, that's if it works, I mean, fabulous. But I'm talking about the times that it's not working. And that's when we need to experiment with our own bodies, our own biology. And what a biohacker does is experiment with different ingredients, different techniques, different protocols, different strategies. We understand that bioindividuality rules. That means we're all individual. We're all different. We know that one size doesn't fit all. For example, we love to look at the research. We learn how to study and understand a study and the research and try to extrapolate things and say, does it apply to us or not? And maybe it does or maybe it doesn't. We don't really know because there's billions of studies out there, and we can find studies supporting an argument and one that doesn't support an argument. So even if you did find most of the research shows that sauna use five times a week for 20 minutes each time can extend your lifespan by 5 to 7 years, I don't know, or reduce anxiety or stress, whatever it is that you find. And if that study is done on, you know, 250-year-old Finnish men, and you are a 42-year-old Asian woman living in Hong Kong, does this apply to you? Don't know. Maybe, maybe not. And so biohacking is all about that N of one experiment. Okay. Your body is a laboratory and you are the scientist trying to figure this out. And N of one means N equals one. So when you're reading a research paper, they often would say N of 120 or N of 5,000. And that means there's 5,000 people in that experiment that they're looking at. But the only person who matters in this experiment is you. And that's why you're doing an N of one experiment. And you have to understand, sometimes things go great and sometimes they don't go so great. So you got to be prepared for that. And a biohacker is a little different than, say, a health enthusiast, because we test, we measure, and we assess our experiments to find out what works for us and what doesn't. And of course, if you're dealing with anything that needs a doctor, you're hopefully in communication with your doctor as well, informing them. But when we test and measure and assess, very often people think, oh, biohackers are all about those gadgets, those Oura rings and the bio straps and those CGM monitors, and, you know, all this stuff. And yes, we do love these things, but they're not necessary. They're just helping us guide us a little bit and giving us some more data. But a piece of paper and a pen is pretty good too, to assess certain things and then to measure and decide if this is going to work for you or not. If you have a menopause symptom and you can rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 for your night sweat, keep logging it with your experiment and find out that it's gone from a 9 to a 3 or in terms of frequency or intensity, Well, that's your biohacker in you. That's what you're doing. It's just a piece of paper and a pen. So really, biohacking is just about a personalized approach. It's addressing your menopause symptoms when we're biohacking menopause by leveraging some of the scientific knowledge that we have, the technology that we can use if we want, and then certain lifestyle modifications. And it's really a proactive approach. It's individualized, and it empowers us to just take control of our own menopausal journey, because we need our doctors. We need them to, say, prescribe hormone therapy if that's where you're going. But we're not in touch with our doctor every single day, right? And doctors, if you're paying out of pocket, they're super expensive and you're not going to be able to go more than once or twice a year. And if not, you may be on Social Security, or you may be in a socialized medicine and you got to wait weeks, months, maybe years for an appointment. You don't have time for that. What you want to do, obviously, is hopefully keep in touch, have a good relationship with your doctor, and be able to communicate certain things about your menopause symptoms. But it would help to also take control of certain things and just not wait. Go, oh my God, this is not working. It's not working. And I have to wait another couple months or a year for my appointment. It's not going to fly. And menopause, these symptoms, this perimenopause to menopause transition, on average is about 5 years, and it can last up to 10. I've even heard of women in their 70s still struggling with symptoms. So you don't want to wait that long. So unleash that biohacker in you, biohack your menopause experience, listen to the podcasts, listen to our guests, join our Facebook group, Biohacking Menopause, or join the membership program, Biohacking Menopause and Mighty Networks. We've got so many resources on the hackmyage.com website. There's menopause resources of books and websites and podcasts and things that you can download for free. There's also the programs. If you have a certain symptom you want to attack, whether it's fatigue or hot flashes, you can download those programs. There's some that are so affordable. And then there's others that we do together as a group meeting each week. So take a look at that. And I hope this has been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Hey, did you enjoy the podcast? Don't forget to subscribe to be notified of all the new episodes and leave a review to help build the tribe. It's a small act of kindness that brings me big benefits and helps others find this amazing content. The best thing you can do is share. Sharing is caring. Statements made on this podcast have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Anything we say or products we mention are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Information provided by this podcast is not a substitute for personal medical advice and not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from the personal research and experience of me and my guests.